All right, let's begin. Close your physical eyes. And allow yourself to come to rest. Let your shoulders drop. Your elbows hang heavy. Allow your sit bones to sink into the chair. Imagine that someone is gently lifting you up by the tops of your ears. Allowing your spine space to hang freely. Allowing your core muscles to relax. You are at rest and alert. You can feel the air against your skin. Passing through your nostrils and throat. Feel the vibration of the sound traveling through the floor and chair into your body. Let's open up our inner eye by imagining a point of light shining inside our chest. Visualize it there. Imagine the warmth radiating from this light inside you. Focus on it. actively use your imagination to feel the warmth spreading through your chest. Imagine that this light represents the light of love in your mind. We are simply giving a visual form to the content of our minds. We can imagine that this light grows stronger as we focus on it, so that the love in our minds radiates outward through our bodies into the room. Allow yourself to really picture and experience the perfect goodness in you filling the room. Unconditionally shining on each of us. Can you do that? Our light, our love, is an extension, an expression of all love, of God's love. For what is unconditional has no beginning nor any end and is never changing. There is no condition that would change it if it's unconditional. Therefore, our love is God's love. Our will to love, to connect, to embrace, is God's will. Can you allow yourself to give yourself over completely to doing love's will. To doing what you are meant to do. See if you can send your light, your accepting love out into the city, into the world. To shine on everyone. To remind everyone that you and he and she are one. That you share the will of love. If you can truly surrender to this will, you will experience a deep peace and also a joy, an alertness and presence. Meeting your beloved in every face. Think how joyful. If you find yourself doubting or resistant or simply becoming sleepy, it is a sign you are withdrawing rather than meeting with the world. Well, that's okay. Don't judge yourself. Allow any thought of what you might want to will instead of loving to become more clear in your mind. What would you rather do? This thought cannot hurt you. In the safety of this meditation, in this circle of friends, go ahead and look at any willful thought of your own that might surface. And ask yourself, why do you wish to do something other than love? Out of what motivation? What do you fear? Allow this fear to be named. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of being damaged, lonely, lost. If you are love itself, an expression of God's love, ask yourself, what really is there to be afraid of? You cannot be an eternal, changeless expression of love and also be imperfect or vulnerable. Except in the confusion of your thoughts. Thinking an illogical thought does us no harm. We can simply let it go and return to thinking love's thoughts and be free. The love that you transmit automatically by your very nature reminds us, all of us, that we too are perfect and free to feel free. Invite someone from your life into your mind and share this loving light reminding this person that he or she is also made from love, for love. Imagine that this person understands completely is happy beyond words to be recognized truly. Free to set aside all previous thoughts, perceptions, judgments, awkwardness, inhibition. Now you can rest in one another's eyes, home, stay with it. This is why you are here. Not to struggle, but to celebrate the love we all share. Let the beauty of this moment melt away all clouds, all fears and doubts and grievances. So that it will forever remain in your consciousness. As a reminder of who you truly are. Promise yourself to return to this vision before you go to sleep tonight. that your dreams may serve your holy purpose. And then you will awake in the morning, having spent the entire night doing love's work, resting in love's bosom. Think how your day will begin. You will be locked in and any other ideas that may arise tomorrow. Temptations to be afraid, to protect yourself, will seem nothing more than idle clouds drifting across the sun. You will laugh. And let them float away. Certain in your role. As a lover of light. Today's meditation was inspired by Lesson 74 of A Course in Miracles workbook. Workers of light, let's lower our heads and slowly opening our shining eyes, let's bring our light into the rest of the day. Thank you very much for sharing today's meditation. If you would like to stay for healing, please just slide your chair out into the middle of the room so there's space around you. And if you are finished and ready to go on, just kindly bring your chair back to the front. Thank you very much.